My first guest in this edition is Alex Conant, National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. We want to get his reaction to the third and final presidential debate between John McCain and Barack Obama and what the Republican strategy will be over the next 19 days, not only on the presidential campaign trail, but in the critical House and Senate races as well. And Alex, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Obviously, this is a big night for Senator McCain. Some of the polls recently, national as well as in battleground states, had showed momentum towards Senator Obama. What do you think was the overall effect of Senator McCain's performance on a Wednesday night at Hofstra University, and what issues do you think ended up standing out?
You know, I think it was a good opportunity for the American people to see the two candidates sitting side by side. You get the TV ads out of the way, you get the press out of the way, and you just have the two candidates talking straight to the American people, offering their visions, offering their plans, their proposals. And I think what the American people saw were two stark contrasts. John McCain and Barack Obama disagree on the big issues facing our country. Last night, of course, they focused on the economy, and I think it's a great issue because it's the number one issue on everyone's mind, and it's an issue where John McCain fundamentally wants to keep taxes low. He wants to cut taxes on small businesses so we can try to create new jobs. And Barack Obama was on defense explaining why he wanted to raise taxes on people like Joe the plumber.
There, of course, are always those after the debate who want to know who won, who lost the debate. A lot of people say the real winner of the debate was Joe the plumber in Ohio, who asked the questions to Senator Obama earlier in the week. Obviously, he was referenced a bunch of times in the debate. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the critical points Senator McCain was trying to make, too, about small business owners. How effective do you think that was, and how big of an issue do you think that'll be heading into Election Day?
You know, first off, I totally agree that Joe the plumber was the winner of the debate, and I hope he enjoys his 15 minutes of fame here, because his issues and the issues that he raised with Barack Obama the other day are important issues for the country, and I think it's important that when we go as we near the election, we look at what the candidates' tax policies would do to small business owners, because small businesses are the workhorses of the American economy. Small businesses create new jobs, most new jobs in the economy. And so you want a commander-in-chief, you want a president who's going to put policies in place that will help small businesses. That's what John McCain does by keeping taxes low on small businesses, by giving them new incentives to create new jobs. And, Joe the plumber's issue with Barack Obama is that Obama takes the opposite approach. Obama's going to dramatically raise taxes on a lot of small business owners. It's going to hurt job creation. It's going to slow economic growth. I would argue that's the wrong approach for the economy, for the country to be taking, especially when we're already facing a recession.
We're talking with Alex Conant of the Republican National Committee. And Alex, over the next 19 days, what do you expect the McCain campaign to be hammering on as they try to reverse an apparent deficit in the polls and go into Election Day with a full head of steam?
I think that the most important issue in this election is going to be the economy, and I think that that's what you're going to continue to see John McCain, Sarah Palin focusing on, because it's an issue. The economy, we believe, is an issue where once voters understand what John McCain wants to do and once they understand what Barack Obama wants to do, we're going to win the debate, because this country does not want to see higher taxes. I think most Americans understand that if you raise taxes when the economy is already hurting, you're gonna hurt job creation and ultimately slow economic growth even more. Barack Obama's up on TV talking about how he's going to cut taxes for 95% of the American people, and that's simply not true. I mean, what he's going to do is raise taxes on millions of Americans, especially small business owners like Joe the plumber, and then essentially give government handouts to millions of other Americans who currently aren't paying any taxes. It's a very misleading argument on his side, and I think the most telling point is that you listened at the debate last night, all the new spending that he was proposing, just about every question, he had a new government program that was going to solve the problem. And ultimately, he's already proposed over about $1 trillion worth, a trillion with a T, new spending over his first term in office. And the only way you're going to afford that is by raising taxes. And so I think if we have a good debate over these next 19 days about the economy, about whether or not we should be raising taxes, we're going to be in a good spot on Election Day.
Looking at the larger national picture, not just presidential, but also, of course, House and Senate, a lot of the incumbents seem to be taking a hit on the economic issue, and some races that were believed to be pretty safe are becoming a bit more competitive. How concerned are you about that, and what kind of message are you crafting in these states and districts?
you know, I'm concerned because the economy is the number one issue right now, and the Republicans have been in charge in the White House for the last 8 years. So clearly, there's a lot. Clearly, you know, people are unhappy with the president, and they're unhappy with the status quo. I think what we need, though, is to look for and to look at, do we want the Republicans in charge of the White House and you know, having a strong representation in the Congress, or do we want the Democrats in charge of everything, having super majorities in the House and Senate and control of the White House? And inevitably, I think we all know that if the Democrats are in charge of everything, they're going to dramatically increase government spending, and then they're going to raise taxes. And I think the closer we get to the election and the starker that reality becomes, I think the better off a lot of our down-ticket candidates are, and certainly the better off John McCain's going to be. But right now, absolutely, it's a challenging environment for Republicans because voters are frustrated, voters are angry, voters want change, and that's why our candidates need to talk about what they want to do to change the status quo and change the economic realities.
Given the fact that the economy is the dominant issue pretty much everywhere in the country, Alex, here in our last 60 seconds, is this going to be kind of a national message across the board, or are you going to have to tailor it for each district and state as you go forward here?
Well, I think the economy is bad everywhere, to be honest with you, and so I think that just about every Republican, no matter where they're running, is talking about the economy right now. But again, you know, every one of these races is a choice, and that's how it needs to be framed. That's how voters need to consider it. When they're going into the polling booth, do they want the Democrats in charge of everything in D.C.? Do they want to just give a blank check to Barack Obama, Harry Reid, and Nancy Pelosi? Or do they want to have some checks and balances, have John McCain in the White House and have a strong Republican representation in the Congress? That's the choice that's going to be before voters. And I think when they look at where we are with the economy, when they look at where the two parties and all the candidates stand on tax policy in particular, it's going to be, it's going to shape up better for the Republicans than people expect right now.
Alex, we'll see exactly how everything shakes out in about 19 days. Thanks so much for your time today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Alex Conan is National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. This is Dateline Washington.